You know, it seems like a ridiculous premise for a TV show. Mad scientists want to take over the world, so they force a janitor and two robots to watch awful, really awful movies to see which film will drive humanity mad. That's a clip from the TV series Mystery Science Theater 3000. It was a big cult hit until it just vanished about 15 years ago. Now, thanks to Netflix and a big crowdfunding campaign, it's back. For the first time, MST3K hits the road with a live show that comes to Atlanta Saturday. This week, my colleague Adam Ragusea spoke to the show's creator, Joel Hodgson.
For anyone listening who has never seen Mystery Science Theater 3000, could you briefly summarize the completely bonkers premise of your program?
Well, normally, if I'm sitting next to somebody on a plane and the conversation goes to what I do, I tend to bring out my sketchbook and I'll draw a picture of a movie screen and little theater seats with three characters, a man and two robots, that talk during the movie. And most people, when they see that, they'll go, oh, right, that. And they get to it. And so that's usually how I explain it. Because sometimes, you know, the way people, it's really hard to explain, I think. That's why I made it into a TV show, so I wouldn't have to explain it.
But there is a premise behind it. It's not just a couple of silhouetted figures watching old movies in the public domain so that you don't have to pay for them and making fun of them.
Yeah, there's a narrative there where it's very loose, but the mad scientists are trying to find the worst movie ever made, and they keep screening them, hoping to kind of break our hero, which is Jonah Heston. And he's got a couple of robot companions that hang out with him and watch the movies with him and talk.
Let's listen to a little clip from the debut episode.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Satellite of Love. I'm Joel Robinson, and these are...
Oh, you see? He introduced himself. What a perfectly thoughtful thing to do.
Yes, these are my robots, Tom Servo and Crow, and I've installed in them a protocol module that makes them believe everything I think, say, or do is utterly brilliant.
Oh, and it is, Joel. God, yes. Oh,
Roger
Joel.
Penrose, on his best day, isn't half as brilliant or as charming as you, I might add.
Okay, so to recap, Joel, Mystery Science Theater 3000 is a show in which the hero of the program has been imprisoned by mad scientists on a spaceship called the Satellite of Love. These mad scientists are trying to find the worst movie ever so that they can drive humanity mad with it, I guess, and conquer the world. They are forcing our hero in the early iterations of the program, it's you, Joel, forcing our hero to watch a succession of terrible films. Our hero has built two robots to keep him company and help him snark and make fun of the movies, thus immunizing him from the maddening effects of said films. This debuted on a local station in Minneapolis-St. Paul in the late 80s. How did you ever convince a succession of television executives that this was a marketable idea?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think originally when I got to the idea, I thought it would be really hard to do because this is 1988 and almost 30 years ago, and there was no such thing as creating a TV show where the performers and the audience share the same screen. And I didn't think anyone would let me do it. My first position was, I know about these public domain movies that are like adorable and like Robot Monster and Plan 9 from Outer Space. But I quickly found out you can't really just use public domain movies. They have to be licensed because, you know, someone has to maintain the print. And so we pretty much have to license everything. And my first position was what was the cheapest show I could make, because I didn't trust my ability to talk executives into anything, and I felt that I could talk an audience into something. So I started out by making Mystery Science Theater, which was the cheapest show I could think of, because I thought it would be fueled with public domain movies, and all we would need is a green screen and a little set, and we'd be able to make it. So that was my first position, and that's how we did it. We got it on a local UHF channel. We started a fan club. We started to get press, And so we had this really nice package of about 8 minutes of our funniest riffs. And I went to Comedy Channel, which became Comedy Central, and I pitched it to a guy I knew there named Stu Smiley, who was the head of Comedy Channel. And so we had a pretty compelling package with good press, local press from Minneapolis, and 8 minutes of our funniest stuff. So that's kind of how I did it. And then it just kind of went from there. Once they put it on Comedy Channel, I didn't have to do anything. It kind of took care of itself.
The bulk of the program is our hero and his two robot pals just looking up at that screen along with the audience, watching this some silly old film and snarking on it. There are interstitial sketches in between, but the bulk of the programming is just the fellow and the robots snarking at an old movie. So let's listen to a couple of clips from a 1997 episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000. This is in which the MST gang is watching and commenting on a 1975 low-budget sci-fi film called The Giant Spider Invasion.
Does it matter that the spider ate him with his butt?
No, I think it seems suitable for this guy.
Can you imagine how many interns it took to pull that guy up into the spider?
And just when things were really looking up for her.
Any of you ladybugs have any comments about the spider?
No, it's spider season and we didn't wear orange.
That's a clip from Mystery Science Theater 3000. We are speaking to its creator, Joel Hodgson. Mystery Science Theater 3000 is back on Netflix, and it also has a live show, a touring live show that is coming to Atlanta on Saturday. Joel, it strikes me when I watch Mystery Science Theater 3000 now, I mean, I watched it a lot in high school in the 90s when I was a kid, but when I was sort of rewatching it again to get ready to talk to you, it was just amazing to me how much this program that you made prior to the explosion of the internet really anticipated much of internet culture, the recapping of other culture, running commentary. There's YouTubers who basically do what you did 20 years ago, where they just watch something along with the audience and comment on it. What do you make of that parallelism?
Well, I appreciate you noticing that. I think in a weird way we did anticipate some of it, and I think that comes from the theory of a shared screen. And it was very hard to do when we started. It was unheard of, and that's why I had to start at the bottom pretty much and start with at a UHF channel. I really didn't think I could go to a network and get anyone to, buy into it. But I think it really comes from sharing a screen, and now we all share screens, and so that's just a natural kind of position for us to be in. I think Mystery Science Theater is the first show that may have done that. I can't think of other ones where the audience and the comics are like looking at the same thing and participating because they're sharing that. Other than that, it was just a happy accident. And the other thing about movie riffing is the other important thing is that it happened right at the beginning of cable. And cable had an immense amount, a big hunger to fill with content. And our show was 90 minutes long and very refillable. We did almost 200 episodes on cable. And because it was kind of unheard of, we weren't really like trying to emulate any shows. So we just filled it with whatever we felt like it and kind of pleased ourselves. And that was the other piece of it is we never thought... who's going to get this? We just always said the right people will get it. And I think that really fits in with, social media culture now.
You have brought the show back to Netflix thanks to more than $5 million in crowdfunding that you raised. And it's back and it's better than ever. You've got a lot of cool people involved in it. Let's listen to a clip of the new Netflix version of Mystery Science Theater 3000 featuring big name comics Felicia Day and Patton Oswalt playing the new Mads. That is the mad scientists who are conducting this experiment to see which movie will most effectively drive humanity insane. Here they are introducing another B-rated film to which they're going to subject our hero.
The new MST3K isn't about ideas or making things. It's about sheer star power, starting with your experiment today, Reptilicus. Somehow Denmark thought they could make a giant monster movie. Max, tell them a few of the big celebrity names in the film.
Only legendary Danish comic actor Dirk passer.
Wow. And?
He's the only one.
We've got to talk about the way we choose these movies.
Felicia Day and Patton Oswalt in the newest, latest version of Mystery Science Theater 3000 on Netflix these days. We're talking to Mystery Science Theater 3000 creator Joel Hodgson. Joel, you are bringing a stage version of the show to Atlanta on Saturday. What does the stage version of Mystery Science Theater 3000 consist of?
Well, we tried to realize, you know, the actual show on stage. So it's a real production. And prior, you know, iterations of MST3K on the stage were really like table reads of Mystery Science Theater. You know, it's just usually us standing at microphones talking. And so the whole idea was to bring the characters to life, have meet all the robots, Tom Servo, Crow, and Gypsy, and see, you know, King and Max do video visits from Moon 13, as well as creating the Satellite of Love on stage and the doorway sequence and finally going into the Mystery Science Theater. So we tried our best to realize all that stuff, and it's gone really beautifully. We were thrilled. I mean, this is our last week of a 6-week tour. We've played in 26 cities and about 40 shows, and I've had just a wonderful time introducing this new cast. You know, Jonah Ray and Hampton Yunt and Tim Ryder's Tom Servo this summer for us, and Rebecca Hansen, Grant Pachoco. And so it's been really cool getting to go out. I think I've had the best summer of my life, actually.
That's Joel Hodgson, the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000. He spoke with my colleague Adam Ragusea earlier this week. A live version of that show comes to Atlanta Symphony Hall with performances Saturday night at 7 and 10 o'clock.